On the line now, I have Kathleen Golding from the Central Statistics Office. Good afternoon, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How
okay,
are you?
Okay, now what's this pilot survey all about? Is it like some kind of census?
Yeah, it is. It's a mini census. It's a test census. It's only being held in a number of counties, seven counties in total, and Cork is one of those, but it's based in parts of Cork City. What we're doing is we're preparing for the next big census, which is in 2021, and we're testing new questions. So that's the purpose of it. And we're hoping that in the areas that people will get forms, that they will help us out and fill out the form and return it to the census enumerator that will deliver the form to them. Because that will help us enormously then when trying to decide which questions worked and which didn't in this test. That's the reason for it.
Basis. So with the results, you sort of delete questions that you think didn't work and maybe leaving the ones, obviously, that did.
Yeah, it's we test them and see, do they work with, do people fill them out the way we anticipated they would fill them out, and do they understand what we're asking? And those things are very important to test in a small group of people, because you don't want to be putting a new question out into the population of 4.7 million or whatever it's going to be in 2021, and if it doesn't work, then it's a total waste of people's time and money. So that's why we're doing this.
Okay, you have a website, obviously, that people can look up, Kathleen, and it's quite specific on the areas and the roads and all like that, so people know what to expect. Just look up the website, yes?
Yeah, there's a website. It's censuspilot.ie. And there's loads of information there. There's frequently asked questions. There's loads of information on why we're doing it, and gives you a look at the forms that we're testing and telling you about the new questions, the new topics we're trialing. But it also gives you the areas that are actually taking part. It gives you a map of the counties that are taking part. And then when you click on the county that's of interest to you, it'll bring up the areas in the county that we are distributing forms in. And if you click on the, say, for example, in Cork City, there's Fairhill, Farnery, Greenmount, Ballyfihan, Barrack Street, Ballyvillan, and Ballintemple, and all of those five areas, if you click on them, it'll bring up a map of where in that area we are distributing forms. So it'll be very easy for your listeners to see whether they're actually in the area or
yeah,
not.
As yeah. I said there, Kathleen, it's quite specific. It gives the name of the road and all like that. Can I ask you how the area, the county was picked and why it was picked?
Well,
the different areas.
When we're doing the census, we divide it up into what are called enumeration areas. That's the area that each census enumerator would have, and it amounts to about 400 to 450 houses or dwellings that they will call on and deliver forms. And we just try to pick a mix, really, of city and county, say rural and urban. So we've rural areas as well, but not in Cork. Cork is all city areas. And then we'd have maybe areas that have, different social demographics as well, I suppose, and different areas, maybe areas of different affluence, I suppose. And we would have maybe, we picked some areas maybe would have had higher vacancy rates than others, and those sort of criteria, just to kind of get a general snapshot of the whole country, but in a smaller scale.
Is that because
so
of the way...
quite random point of view,
The way the country's changed and the multiculturalism and all like that, is going to be part of the new questions and the ideas behind it?
Well, we already ask a question on your nationality and, what was your country of birth. But we are trialling a question on citizenship in the pilot. So that would just tell us, where if you're a citizen, we'll already have the... information on the form of where you were born, so your citizenship may be different, so it'll do that would be new information. We also have new topics like childcare, renewable energy, homeworking, smoke alarms, smoking, and volunteering. They're the other new topics we're trialling, plus changes to existing questions as well. So there's quite a bit going on there.
Indeed, all the information. Of course, I mean, it's all based on the trust of the people answering the questions honestly as well, obviously, isn't it? Obviously.
It is, yeah, but I mean, previously people are very thorough and, you know, they take their role very seriously, and we have had really good data and statistics up to now, so we've no reason to think that people won't continue that. People generally have a good view of the census, and they fill it out to the best of their, you know, as best they can.
Mm-hmm. And, does that do,
and they also can ask, sorry, Justin, they yes. can also ask census enumerator if they have any issues or any queries or something isn't making sense to them. They can just ask their census enumerator, because the census enumerator hand delivers the form. And if they can't get you when they knock or call to your door, they leave a calling card with their contact details, mm-hmm. so you can call them, or else they will call again. So when they call, you can ask them if, you know, if you have any queries, or if, when you've read the form and they're coming to collect it and you have filled it out, maybe one question or one of the questions puzzles, you can ask them there and then, and they'll help you with it. Mm-hmm. And just to say as well on the subject of the enumerators, that they will be wearing a high-vis vest with CSO on it, and they have an identity card, so just make sure to ask to see the identity card when they call. It's quite a big photo on it, so it's easy to establish that the person at the door is the person that's on the card. So
okay,
you've answered. Urge people to, just as a matter of form, just to do that first.
Indeed. Well, you've answered all the questions I was going to ask, because I was going to say as well that the enumerators, they're always very helpful, and if you do have any queries, they'll answer everything. And I suppose, just for safety as well, where you're mentioning all the thing about identity, and they'll have all the credentials as well, and they will not ask to come in unless they're invited in as well. So if anyone wants to come in, then you want to check them out a bit more, but they don't come in unless they're invited.
No, they don't. Yeah. I mean, some of them will know their areas quite well as well, so that helps in their job. And just to say, I know now you probably have to move on, but just we also have a helpline, as well as, I mentioned the website, but you know, a number that anybody, if they have any queries or any issues or anything they just want to discuss with us, they can call, and it's 1850-201-604.
That's 1850-201-604, as well as the website. When does this all kick off, Kathleen?
Okay, well, we pick a date, you know, as in the full census, there's actually a census night. So the census day or night we have for this is the 23rd of September, which is less than 2 weeks away now. Mm-hmm. So the census enumerators have been out delivering since the 23rd of August, so some of your listeners will already have received a form.
Okay.
And some, there's still some houses to be called to, so they'll be delivering forms right up to and including the 23rd of September. And then they'll come back immediately after and collect the forms from the houses they've called to.
Okay. So that's 1850-201-604 is the phone number. And give us a website again.
It's censuspilot.ie. And just to say, this is, we will really appreciate the help that people can give us, you know, their time and energy by filling out the form, because it'll really benefit the future census in 2021.
Okay, thank you very much, Kathleen, for that information, and people
Thanks,
will
no.
look up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's Kathleen Golding from the Central Statistics Office there, and you can look up the website, and again, the number is 1850-201-604.